right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Again, if you would like the information to get a hold of Missy to set up a phone consultation, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, and I'll send you the link to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, with instructions to listen to the fat-burning interviews, number two and number four. And then go down, scroll down, and look at my numbers, my screenshots, my before and after pictures, and then schedule a free phone consultation. Or you can give them a call. If you're not on a computer, you don't have the ability to access it, you can give them a call, 269-964-4044. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you so that they know you're part of the radio family, and she'll get you hooked up, taken care of, and get you started. As soon as you text me Missy, I'll forward it to her receptionist, Izzy. Izzy will then be in contact and schedule, set you up with a phone consultation with Missy. So this will be autopilot. All you have to do is text me Missy. I'll send you the information, but forward your contact to them as well, and they can give you a call and get you all scheduled up. One of the stories that I've been talking about for years is about school districts, public school districts in the state of Michigan. What we have is a situation where we have declining population, shrinking enrollment. And there's actually a couple of reasons for it. I've been saying this for years, that we need to consolidate the number of school districts that we have in the state of Michigan, over 800 school districts. It's insanity. 83 counties, 800 school districts. Well, back in 2022, during the governor's initiative, lawmakers allocated $5 million to school districts for them to explore consolidation. No one took the lawmakers up on it in the first year. Not one school district applied for the money to simply do a study. The following year, 2023, 16 districts got money to do the studies. Yet still, no local district has actually consolidated. Well, here's the facts. K through 12 enrollment in public schools is declining. Amid lower birth rates in Michigan and policies that now give parents more choice in where they send their children to school, that has left some districts with far more capacity than they need. But rather than merge with neighbors, Michigan school districts are closing buildings and expanding programs that they think will increase enrollment. For some reason, merging districts remains unpopular. Experts say consolidation is hard for several reasons. Residents like the identity of their local schools. There's also logistical challenges, busing kids, parents having to drive the kids. And then, lastly, managing the joint debt that both districts have, merging it together and figuring out a way to pay off the debt. Ypsilanti Community School Superintendent Elena Zachary Ross told Bridge Michigan, "It's a challenge to consolidate districts. people really value their own identity. They value local control, especially in Michigan. Well, the former Ypsilanti Public School District merged with Willow Run Public Schools to form the community's district back in 2013. Ross said it took a long time for the new district to find its own identity. People value their local school's sports teams, mascots, but they also appreciate feeling that their community school district shares the same values as they do. Okay, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Right here in our little tiny Antrim County, we have a school district that just requested and barely passed $15 million to improve an old, dilapidated school building, Central Lake. Central Lake got the people of the district to vote $15 million to basically keep the school open. They claimed that they didn't get the money, they were going to have to shut the school building down because of roof issues, HVAC, heating and cooling systems, as well as security concerns. They wanted some cameras, they wanted some doors that were lockable, they wanted certain things to do to the building. Well, the problem is they have a declining student enrollment, down to barely 200 kids in the school, whatever the number exactly is, I'm not sure. But it used to be 500. Now it's down to 200. Meanwhile, right next door in Bel Air, they've got better buildings. They've got newer buildings. They got buildings that have been updated over the years. Well, they don't want to merge with Bel Air. They don't like Bel Air. They have a rivalry going on in their sports teams. Central Lake versus Bel Air basketball, football. They also don't like the agenda of the school. Bel Air schools are a lot more liberal than Central Lake schools as far as their ideologies and what they teach the kids. So as a result, they don't want to merge. Well, lawmakers in Lansing have done everything they could to nudge districts into the direction of consolidation. The state of Michigan has about 800 districts. For sure, you would have to talk to local districts, but from our perspective, there's simply too many of them in the state of Michigan, said Diane Gozinski, Deputy Superintendent of Business, Health, and Library Services at the Michigan Department of Education. We need the locals to be interested and willing to look at where they might be able to consolidate and improve efficiencies. It's not something that I've heard local districts really being interested in doing. So what are the districts doing instead? Well, one alternative is internal consolidation, which means the districts are going to close some buildings, may build new ones or renovate existing ones to meet their enrollment needs. Internal consolidating can also mean local districts within the same region share business services. Well, the Michigan Department of Education awarded over $100 million for districts' consolidation activities in just the last 2 years alone. However, districts repeatedly cited school choice policy, declining birth rates, as reasons for declining enrollment. State Senator Ed McBroom said, "It's pretty clear that unless we see a dramatic turnaround to the population's decline, consolidation's going to be necessary, where practical." McBroom represents an area where local schools consolidated decades ago. He said consolidation is not a panacea, but when districts get too small, it becomes challenging to offer students a wide breadth of courses. In the past, it's taken brave people at the community level saying this is the right thing to do for our kids. It's the right thing to do for our area, McBroom said. But McBroom went on to say that the state could consider incentives and assistance to help with districts merging when there's district debt involved. To help make a merger possible, maybe we need to look at figuring out a way to relieve these smaller districts of their debt. Well, again, government handout, carrot with the stick. Here's the carrot. We'll pay off your debt, but you guys have to consolidate. He said this could possibly make it more palatable and less painful. Finally, the state could potentially help with transportation concerns, construction costs to help communities accept a merger, if the state has the money for it. Well, stop right there, Ed. We don't have the money for it. We're looking at cutting the budget, not spending more. So how can you even be talking about the state putting more money towards local districts when this is a problem they created? Well, Peter Spadafore, executive director of the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity, says debt, school taxes, construction, salary schedules are all things that have to be rectified if you're going to have a successful merger. It's not just a simple flipping of the switch. There's a lot of things that need to be considered and addressed. Both Spadafore and McBroom said there are times when consolidation is not practical, where students have to travel on buses for long periods of time to get to school. Well, there's a problem. We're going to wrap this up in the next segment. What do you do with declining enrollment? That's one thing you have to look at. We're not having as many babies, and we're losing population. What do you do about it? Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment wrapping up this story about consolidating school districts, shrinking population, shrinking birth rates. Michigan public school enrollment grades K through 12 for this school year, 2024-25, is just over 6,400. This was the smallest decline since 22-23, but during the pandemic, enrollment during 2020 through 2021 fell over 45,000 kids, as many families chose to go to private schools that were open or homeschooling. Many even went to public charter schools, getting away from the traditional public schools that were shut down. Now, this decline, 6,400, was the smallest decline in a few years. When you look at the overall number of kids in school, 1.38 million children are in K through 12 in the state of Michigan. But that total number is itself is even down 0.5%, which is, again, the 6,400 kids that dropped out of public school enrollment. So when you look at the decline of the numbers, you say, well, it's only 6,400 kids, but out of 1.38 million, you're still looking at a decline. And it's been happening for decades. It's constantly continuing to drop. And when you lose 45,000 kids during the pandemic, well, it's hard to recover. Additionally, because of school choice programs, students now can attend different traditional public schools than the one they live in. Also, they can attend a public charter school, which is also popular, and attend a school or a charter school as a school choice district. According to previous analysis, nearly 200,000 students left their district to attend another one during the 23-24 school year. An additional 150,000 children decided to go to a charter school. Well, certain school districts, for example, Battle Creek Public School Superintendent Kimberly Carter said her district strategy is to mitigate enrollment declines that have resulted from the state schools of choice policy is to create an in-district choice. What they're doing is converting a building to expand child care from babies through three-year-olds. If you think about it, what it helps us to do is capture our families early by offering them a high-quality early childhood education. Daycare and other programs help parents. Maybe by the time the child's ready to go to kindergarten, maybe they'll stay in our district, she said. We are focusing on readiness for kindergarten. Develops a relationship early on and helps us mitigate the out-migration that happens at later, higher grade levels. So we'll see if this works. But the bottom line is, folks, and I've been calling for this for decades. I was talking about this 15 years ago when I ran for the state Senate in 2010. We have too many school districts. Every single school district has a superintendent. Every district has a school board. Every district has to do the same activities that could be done possibly for the entire county. Are the schools really, really that different within a county? You're telling me that the school mascot is all critically important, the sports program, all of it. I'm sorry, I'm just not seeing it. You got way too many numbers that have declined. You've got too small number of students to choose from. You've got to consolidate, people. It's that simple. And if you don't do it, well, you may be forced to do it. In a news release announcing internal consolidation, the state superintendent of Michigan Department of Education said that they are looking at other outlining possibilities, repairs to buildings that need to be improved, as well as changing the way the structure of the school district is basically being done. We've got to demonstrate that we are addressing Michigan schools' infrastructure issues as well as declining population. Well, again, if you change the policy, they will come. It's that simple. Until we get a new governor, until we get a new Senate majority, until we do things that will attract families to come here, you're not going to increase your population. Until you reverse the declining population agendas, policies, you're not going to fix it. So we'll see. We'll keep following this story. We'll see what they decide to do in Lansing in this upcoming budget. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith.